Unit 5. Business Travel. Task 1. Travel and Transport. Exercise 1. Listen to a dialogue and decide whether the statements are true, T, or false, F.
You know, our company is considering introducing a green travel plan for our staff.
A great idea, isn't it? This is one of our company's efforts to work towards reducing the environmental and congestion impact.
There are indeed many advantages to do so. To start with, setting up a car share database and actively promoting car sharing will reduce demand for parking spaces and reduce our company's car parking costs.
Yeah, and the employees will benefit too. Car sharers will no doubt save a lot on a yearly basis.
And the environment will be cleaner.
The plan is also good for staff health and the overall performance of the company. Employees who cycle to work lose fewer days because of illness and arrive at work feeling more alert.
Last but not the least, the plan will enhance our company's image and make a positive contribution towards curbing noise and air pollution in the area.
Then how can we do it? What measures shall we take to ensure that the plan is carried out smoothly?
In my opinion, before we decide which measures to implement, a survey should be carried out first. We have to know about modes of transport used by our staff, their travel origins and destinations, and the difficulties to sustainable transport.
You're right. And after that, based on the results of the survey, we may take some measures, such as setting up car share databases and priority parking spaces for car share vehicles to encourage carpools.
And we may offer subsidized travel passes for people taking public transport.
For those who have to use cars, we can encourage them to move to cleaner and less polluting fuel by offering subsidies.
In addition, bicycle stands should be secured and bicycle access improved.